World.
Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. More honored to teach you about it. But it's another honor to be bestowed upon you. That is the answer to the answer to that question. Who am I?
I'm a champion.
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game. I will conquer what has not been conquered. Defeat will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall. Who am I?
I'm a champion.
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them. Who am I?
I'm a champion.
I will practice, go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will ride violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me. Who am I?
I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion.
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It has moved continents, it has moved countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I?
I am a champion.
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body with my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am
the champion.
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
History will remember me. I will not let worry about him being kind. I will define myself. I will write my own praises. And no one will tell me what I can never be. I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got. Because who am I?
I am the champion.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
Who am I?
I am the champion.
Meatball Slouch, what's happening, man?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Man, it's another Sunday, brother. It's good to be alive and it's good to be here, man. What's going on, brother?
Man, first off, man, a shout out to our sponsors, Big Fred out there getting it done for us. Another big shout out to you June, for working the board for us. And I guess Tone ain't on here yet, but I'm going to send that shout-out for his main man, Big Perm, over there in Chicago.
There you go.
And
Ridge, what's happening, man?
What's going on?
Ridge. There you go, man. I'm just opening it up, brother.
What's up, Ridge?
What's up, Mal? You all right?
Oh, yeah. And,
How was everybody's Thanksgiving, man?
Excellent. Man, listen, man. I was thankful. That's all. You know, sit down with my family eating, and I hope everybody else enjoyed themselves. Before we go, this show is live and un-motherfucking cut.
Start the show, I just want to bring up a couple of things from the previous shows that we've been having. You know, the past 2-3 shows, you know, is getting a little bit out of hand by the N-word. So I think it's fair for us to, we should ban the N-word, you know, because, you know, it's a lot of people listening. People may take it the wrong way, and I think we just ban it. and get it out of our system on this show, you know. And also, I'm not saying any names. I don't know who it is, but it's a lot of people, you know, they beat around the bush, you know, trying to tell people, you know, what times they're running or if they're running this time. I think we should just get that out of our system also, trying to post people times on the boards. You know, just, you know, that's because, you know, a lot of people live and die by their time. So I think we should definitely X that out, you know, putting people times on nets, on these shows or whatever. So I just wanted to bring that up before we start the show, the N-word and the time. We should just
You are correct in what you're saying. Tempers have been flaring up, which is a part of two things. It's a part of racing, and it's a part of it's winter time. For the most part, what's going to happen until weather breaks again or people go down south or whatever they may do, this is all they got. They're going to talk shit. But, again, you can say anything you want, but there's a certain line between, you know, saying what you say and being disrespectful, you know. I mean, it goes back to this. We all men on here. Okay, if you're a shit talker, talk your shit. But there's a way of doing it. There's a way of carrying yourself, you know.
Yes, sir.
With regards to the ETs, I mean, that's a cardinal sin, you know. And to me, snitching is snitching, whether you dry snitching, whether you're doing it yourself, whether you're doing it through the third party, or you're doing it, you know, undercover. Snitching is still snitching. I mean, if that's how you ride, shit, you know.
Well, Jim, I don't mean to cut you off. I don't mean to cut you off, Jim, but isn't like, you know, as a part of grudge racing, you know, you do have a lot of gossip and you do have a lot of times that
that's correct
that you get thrown around in grudge racing, I can understand we can try to tone down the N word on the show. I agree. All right, that's cool.
That's correct.
But times get the phone out there. Like, I mean, that's really like beating on a dead horse. Cause that was a problem from day one. Even underground street racing, that was a problem. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I really don't think that right there will never stop.
Right. But I mean, you know what though? It can stop because it falls upon each person as an individual and as a man. The thing is this. I'm going to give you an example, Meatball. If I was to throw out E plus or minus in ET where you're at, just to get off on you, it's not just affecting you because it's affecting anyone who ran you and beat you. It's affecting anybody who ran you and lost to you. Why? Because by me throwing that number around, now I give a gauge. I might be close. I may be plus or minus a hundredth, a tenth, whatever it may be. But I'm still giving everybody else, which, okay, in general, ain't nobody a fool. We all know what more or less these cars are running, gauged off of what you can run or what you know certain combinations are known to run. You might be off a little bit on the positive side. You might be off a little bit on the negative side. But you know what it takes to compete against X person. Come on, man. When you exposing, you just ain't exposing that one person. You exposing anybody and everybody in between. You know? And to me, it goes back to this. It's telling. You know?
Well, you're right, Joe. But we, you know, back here on the streets, you know, we used to call that cop blocking. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? But I mean that the shit was going on from day one. You know what I mean? I mean that right there you can't tell another person not to discuss another person's time. I mean
Right.
You can't do that. You can't tell another person not to post nothing on a Facebook or Clock Soft or all that, or Motown.
That's correct.
You really can't do nothing. You know what I mean? You can't do nothing when a man make a homemade video talking trash about somebody saying that this car ran this and that ain't gonna cut. You know what I mean? You can't do nothing about that.
That's correct. But as a disclaimer, I mean, man, keep that shit to yourself, man. You know, I honestly believe in it. You know, I mean, if we were to base, and I know what you're saying, because we had that issue recently with one of the cars we were out there campaigning. And I mean, how can you put a number on somebody or put it out there when in reality, okay, what you seen on YouTube versus what really goes on are two different things, you know? And unless you know for a fact that that's what he can do, like you said, all you doing is cock blocking. You know, if you cock blocking, you hating, man. If you hating, man, take that shit somewhere else, man. Come on, man. But let's roll with it. What you got going on, Meatball?
Man, it's been kind of quiet on my end this week. This weekend, I guess due to the holiday, I guess everybody was laying low. Little underground was laying low that I know of. But,
man, you saying your man took a break? You telling me that killers take days off? Shit.
I guess nobody don't want to have no smoke with them. But man, we gonna have a lot of things to talk about tonight, man. One of the things I want to talk about, man, is do some of the people want to call in and speak on their best suspension people. You know, up here, I don't know any suspension shop in Chicago, but I know several up here in Michigan. You know, the Fab Shop,
Eliminator Custom.
Who we got, sir? who we got, sir?
You got Chris German.
German. I don't know the name of his shop. I don't want to put his shop out there.
His shop ain't shit. For real.
Okay.
When he cough up my money, we'll be all right. You know, he got another victim this week, I heard. No.
Hold on, my bad, Rich. Man, have you got paid your money yet, Rich?
I ain't got my money yet, dog. This clown, man, listen. Good friend of mine went and collected some stuff from his shop because he ain't paying him. I ain't saying no names, George. Chill out. I got you, George. I appreciate you. But a friend of mine went and collected some stuff that was owed to him and said, man, he had somebody else's race car up in there, man. And then turn around, try to buy time to pay somebody, gonna lie on your family, saying, you got your son having surgery, knowing this cat gonna go do his homework and find out, man, your son wasn't no German in here for surgery ever this week. So this cat allowed his family to buy time, man.
Hey, Reg, I'm gonna say something. I don't say this with regards to you, but if you can trick him, you can beat him, and I guess that's his philosophy there. You know.
Yeah. Well. He'll do what he got to do to lie on his own family. You know? And my person was like, my contact's so reliable, man. He's just, you know, like, hey, you ain't got my money. I'm coming up there. And he did what he had to get. He had got what he had to get.
Slouch, I heard it was a race over the weekend. Do anybody have any updates on what happened to that race?
Hey.
Are you talking about that? You talking about the Bigelow race?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The only thing I know of that Bigelow, you know, he took on the W at the 28-29 in shootout in Little Rick, Florida. Beat Biz and Dog, Willie Dog Redley.
Wait a minute, who beat them?
Little Eric, Little Eric from Florida. He had the he was in his Cutlass. Burgundy Cutlass. Willie Dog, he Redley. So he took the win on that one. I've seen the video, that's all I know of that.
Hey, but real quick, regardless, getting back to this coward. Real quick, regardless, I'm gonna leave that alone because my wife kind of beat me up about posting some stuff last week. But the car will be out in August.
That's what matters right there. That's what's up right there. Hey, Rick,
somebody told me
to
lock in August.
Let us be the first ones to lock you in here now. You hear?
Man, I ain't running for it. Look, I don't care. I don't care about an ass whooping. I'll take one.
I'm going to give it back later on. That's not what I'm saying, Red.
What I'm saying is, I'm going to try anybody. That's what I'm saying.
Red, when you go to lock in that first race, let it be all here. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, man, you know it is.
Let it be all here. Let it be all here. Hey,
Mike, go ahead and get a small block and run that a red Malibu. I'll put that out there.
Uh-oh. All right, now. Don't start that now.
Again. I ain't scared of an ass whooping, but I'm a swing first.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let me bring in Big Sham real quick so you guys can get that squared off, and then from there, let's roll how y'all on the road.
All right.
773-5942, Big Sham, your mic is open.
What's going on, Junior?
What's happening?
What's
man?
Up, everybody?
Come on in, brother.
I'm still doing my thing on this thing here, but
yeah,
it's all good. What's going on there, buddy?
Go on and give everybody a rundown. What you got going on? What you got starting off? Come Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Yeah, I'm starting a new talk show for Clocks Off. Basically, bringing the old school races and the new school races, whether it be street or my word is streetable, bringing them together to man really talk about some good topics and get some knowledge from some of these brothers that really don't have the notoriety that I think they deserve. So I'm giving them a voice and the notoriety that I think that you know we should have. And it's going to be going on every Thursday at 7 o'clock.
What's the phone number? Throw that out there.
The telephone number is 619-768-7235.
Hey, can you post that, too, on Facebook, too?
Yes, I will. I did post it on Facebook. I don't know if you're friends with me, but I did post it. So everybody that I did post it with, they can share it.
Mm-hmm.
But I will send it out again.
Now I got a question for you, Big Sham. As we say over here, so you know all the Michigan listeners. So you're basically bringing a voice to the underground. Is that correct?
I am. Okay. When you say underground, Junior, I'm talking about, well, it is the underground, but it is all of the old school. I think in my mind, we can't really talk about grudge racing without, you know, naming some old school people back in the day and bringing them to the forefront of what we're doing and their knowledge and, you know, these new guys. I would think anybody before, just hypothetically, 95, you know, before 95, that's old school. Anybody that started racing 95 to present, they new school.
Great point.
Because all of the old school, and that was in the 80s and the early 90s. That was when it was, like, real prevalent, you know, in the street. You know, although they are still, you know, some street races now, but I think that's old school, and I want to bring those two together.
Okay. Well, go on, let them know again what's happening.
No.
Yeah, so, I mean, man, Thursday night, 7 o'clock. I mean, if you know some old school people, let them know. Actually, every Thursday, I'm going to have a guest host on. It'll be something different every Thursday. Somebody else's viewpoint, and I will be opening up mics to get, you know, everybody's viewpoint. I'm going to have different subjects every night, so it should be really pretty good. I'm looking for all these guys up in Michigan that, I mean, it's the same everywhere, but I use Illinois and Michigan because they're so close together. I'm quite sure it's a bunch of old school guys, you know, that I don't know, but I'm quite sure Brother Meatball, he know. So I'm gonna be bringing the people from Illinois to the forefront, and I'm going to be looking for Brother Meatball to bring some of those people from Michigan to the forefront.
All right. Well, that's it. That's what's up, man. Well, you guys already know, come Thursday, that's 7 o'clock, that's Eastern time, so that'd be 8 o'clock Michigan, Upper Indiana time, and anywhere else. So we'll see you on Thursday then.
Oh, that sounds good. I appreciate that.
There you go, man. Meatball.
Talk to me, Joe.
Shit, let's drive. Come on with it. I'm sitting back.
All right. Open up this one mic for me, 313-0178.
And that would be 313-0178. Your mic is open.
Before you get started, how y'all doing today?
May I ask who this is?
The one and only, this is the serial killer.
What's up, brother?
Man, hey, hold on, dude, man. Me and Kimo wind up at the shop, man. We wind up at, what day was that, man? We wind up at the shop, man, and these boys are up there talking crazy, man.
It's winter time. You know it's gonna get real nasty.
No. We had one guy. He's a mascot, but he came up there trying to lock in. And wait a minute, Junior. He showed me his car.
Right.
He had a B1 bomber. He had a Chrysler sitting out there.
Kimo, did he have the car with him, or did he bring a picture of the car?
Man, he got a screensaver with this Chrysler on front of it.
Hold on, but Julie, I can vouch for, I've seen the car up here before.
Right.
he said he took a year off and he come to work. Everybody asked that he say go what they had. I said, God damn, with what? I said, you must be about to put a Mustang together. Man, with that right there, you see a miss.
Well, I mean,
the man told him he brought the wrong motor.
Hold on, Junior. We are talking about the Young Money Racing Team.
Oh, ho. You know I ain't gonna let y'all talk about nobody, you know, if they ain't on the line. So 313-9621, your mic is open.
Did he open the door?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's happening? Mr. Hello? Young Money.
What's going on, bro?
Man, you got it, man. I mean,
You speaking to Dooley.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. And how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. You know what I'm saying? After eating this Thanksgiving food and praising God, man, and thank you for another year, I'm doing good, man.
Yes, sir. That's good, man. Hey, long time no hear from, man.
Who I'm talking to?
You talking to one of your old teammates, Meatball.
What's going on, Meatball? Ain't nothing personal, baby. Just business.
Oh, yeah. Well, it ain't going to be business. Listen. By the time we finish with you, by the time we knocking all the fire to your ass, man, you can light a cigarette a mile away from your ass.
That's what you're supposed to do, man. That's what y'all supposed to do, man. Like I said, I ain't really got no thought with nobody. I'm just passing through, man. I got good words and all instead of bad words. So if you got some fire to knock out my ass, make sure you have a fire extinguisher. It got to be a big one now, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Now, Doozy, I got a question. Is that invitation open across the board, or is this just directed towards
I'm gonna say this to the people who got a car. First of all, I got on the set last week, and Detroit Hood TV called me out as if I was kissing up in Ride or Die butt or. What you call it, what may have you, you dig what I'm saying? And I felt disrespected. I felt to the lowest grade because I'm the only one on the street that put a car out and grudged everybody that my victims, they called me. I raced those guys. I beat those guys. Not one did I get credit for. And it's a man's prerogative who he chooses to go with or make money with. With that being
That's
said,
correct.
I have no problem with Ride or Die, man. I'm a man. Ain't nobody on my ID but me. At the end of the day, I got to give account of my own action. I got no thumb but Ride or Die, but this here is specifically was said that, you know what I'm saying, dudes are scared of, he joined Ride or Die because he was scared of Skip. First of all, let's get this understood. Dude, I didn't have to join nobody. I can say that truly. I can say that because I was on my own winning streak. But I chose to join them because everybody was joining Young Money. And then I found out that it was a lot of talk and, you know what I'm saying, I'm scared of Skip and this and this. And I tell you what, now it's forever Young Money. And if Skip want to race me, I'm going to open my invitation. If he want to race him, I'm going to race him. If he beat me, he beat me. If he lose, he lose. It doesn't matter, man. It's just racing. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we're going to give each other slaps and fire.
Oh, yeah. I want to know. Talk to me, man.
Hey, Meatball.
I'm here, sir. Go ahead.
So since you got Skip number, and cause they going off that video that Skip said that he going to holler at me, you just tell Skip that whenever he want to race him, man, I'll be ready, man. That's all to it, man. Run what you run, have enough of it. I don't give a fuck if you. I don't give a shit if you spraying six kids. That ain't my business. Just get to the quarter before I get there, because I'm going to try to kill myself to get there, and I ain't going to worry about it. I'm really not. I don't think the man no, I don't think the man no better driver than me. You know what I'm saying? Bottom line, man, I don't think the man no better driver than me. On the streets, he's a legend. I can't lie, Skip a legend, but you know what I'm saying? Just like Mayweather, man, you know what I'm saying? After you win so many, you know what I'm saying? You can't force me to fight who you want me to fight. Motherfucker, I done got some money. You know what I'm saying? So like I told Skip, you just not getting back in the game. Hit the bottom, motherfucker. Hit the bottom. And then you work yourself up. But now, since they talking, shit, nigga, I'm gonna be that ass to that motherfucking thing, bro.
Hey, dude.
I can't let nobody sucker punch me, man, without throwing something back at his ass. Detroit, hey, yeah. And just for the record, Detroit, the guy that be sticking the fucking camera on it, he put that on the airwaves saying I'm scared and you and this all in Oklahoma. You know what I'm saying? What goes on in Detroit should stay in Detroit, not in Oklahoma. People call me like, man, they say
world
you scared.
World Ride Nation Ride. World Ride Nation Ride. Ride or die. World
yeah.
Ride Nation Ride. Ride or die.
Right. Right. Well, it could be ride or die, whatever. I, you know what I'm saying? When it's time to lock up, I'm about that motherfucking tree, man. That's all I can tell you, man. That's really about all I can tell you, brother. But that invitation is open up to Skip, and I got no after I race Skip and Detroit Hood TV. I'm retiring, buddy. Unless Meatball wants some of his ass, and I can give him some spaghetti sauce. I got the right. Hey, Meatball.
Break yourself,
hey, Meatball. I got the right ragu for you, baby. I got the right ragu for your ass.
Well, Mr. Doozy, man, you came on. You spoke your piece. You, I mean, shit. We can't do but respect that. I mean, you didn't come on here
that's
cocky.
Right.
Nobody ain't talking cocky. I don't know what Detroit Hood TV put out there, but you gave the man an open invitation and shit. It's going to go down.
Oh, it's going to go down, baby. And it ain't, and here's the thing.
This is going to be straight. It ain't going to have no cut on it, bro. I'm talking about you're going to get this shit potent. I don't want nothing. I'm not asking for nothing. I'm not going to race my car on the street. It is a proven fact that every person that I race, when I was grudge racing on the street, I whooped. 14-0, I whooped. Now they say we can't race on the street, so I'm taking my problem to the track. And there here I come, bro. So I just ask that, you know, with this race world, we're saying, start giving people credit what credit due, man. It wasn't nobody really out here doing, wasn't nobody really racing that month. Those months was me and Cecil, man. Cecil whooped Jimbo and drove Dougie Drive, and we matter of fact we won money in two in one night off two races, bro. So give respect due. And I drive my own car. You know what I'm saying? I'm 325 pounds, man.
Hold on, Doozy. Then nobody never took respect from that. We knew that you was a man out there to beat.
Yeah, no. It wasn't ride or die. And here's the point. Wasn't ride or die. I'm gonna clear this up. It wasn't you guys. It was Detroit Hood TV. Last week, you know, people in Oklahoma, he's saying that, you know what I'm saying, I'm scared of Skip, tell everybody in Oklahoma and everywhere else the reason why you join Young Money. I mean, because you scared of Skip and all this here and this and this and that. And then he went so far as to say that he was sounding like he wanted this whatever on the street and this and that. And that's why I say, man, we really need to keep this shit racing, man, because you don't know if I see you in Sunoco or White Castle or anywhere, man. I might take shit personal. But luckily, I'm not that kind of person. You understand what I'm saying, man? I'm always been like this here, man. You know what I'm saying? Word of mouth, no proof of truth. And what's understood, not need to be explained. I don't have to tell you twice what I'm going to do to your ass. If I'm going to say it the first time, it's done. And that's it. You call me out, I'm going to answer the challenge. If I can't run you, I'll tell you. And I'm going to tell you, I'm a man of my word, bro. It's 8:33. When Skip run that car, and when I had my car, if Skip would have called me out, I would have told Skip like this here. Hell no, I can't run that car, man. The car run, man. The car clearly whooped. The car's a bad motherfucker. Now, Skip, can you give me something and let me try you out? Because I was known to give people 5, 6 cars. Give me something. If he would have gave me something, yeah, I would have tried him. I probably would have whooped him. I don't know. Skip light and Skip know the streets. You understand what I'm saying? But had a race, hell no, I wouldn't have whooped the car. But what I'm doing now, what I'm coming out now, shit, Skip want to run, shit, we can do it.
Well, hey, June.
Yes, sir.
I don't mean to cut you off, dude. Can you let this other mic in, man? 313-0150.
Yeah, go ahead.
One second. Let me bring in Big Dog.
What's happening, man?
Man, where you been, man?
Hey, June, you've been working, man. I'm sorry I'm late. Meatball, what's happening?
Man, hey, Tom, what's going on, baby, man? I'm over here. We talking to Doozy. We got Kimo on the line, man. One of the other Young Money, the CEO, is trying to get on here. I guess he's going to speak his mind.
The CEO of Young Money?
Yeah, the CEO of Young Money just texted me, and he's trying to get on here. I guess it's going to be a Young Money night.
Well, my man, what, Kimo, what's happening?
What's
up, Tyrone? Man, I did a little bit of visiting in the day. What you been into, man?
That ain't nothing, man. I've been out, you know, turning a few corners all day today, seeing if I can find that fake-ass governor, see if he's trying to lock in now. But, I ain't been able to find him.
Hold on a minute.
I think the man is on a boat trip, man.
Hey, Meatball, I don't care if you on the planet Mars. The internet is around the world and in outer space. If he trying to hear it, he can hear it, see it. It don't matter where you at.
The man say he's on a boat trip. Amen. But I guess, hey, Joe, I think they're trying to make it a Young Money night tonight.
Man, let me go on open that line up. I'm going to let y'all do what y'all do. 313-0150. Your mic is open.
Man, this line is open. Young Money, man.
I have a Young Money. who we got here, Young Money?
Now, we went to Young Money headquarters the other day, and only one showed up.
Just the CEO here, man. I heard y'all was up there, man. I was tied up when y'all came on up, Kimo. You know, I always.
I heard you were.
I thought y'all didn't even want to come give us no love or nothing.
It is a Young Money night, they saying.
What's going on?
Told me a goddamn Chrysler, man, that he going to be racing.
Man, what's happening, man?
Kimo. I can tell you one thing, though. When you see that motherfucker come out, that orange motherfucker, it's going to be all right, man. There ain't going to be no throwover now.
Put it completely, though. Hey, Meatball.
Talk to me, Jones.
I got your man Skip on the line. 313-4040. Your mic is open.
Yeah.
What is
that
race?
That's my life here, goddammit.
Skip, man, what's going on, man?
Man, all I want to know is when Doozy ready to lock in.
Hello? Hey, I'm on air.
I heard you.
Hey, Skip, look.
What up, bro?
353. You listening, Skip? 313.
I'm listening.
354-9621. Between the hours of 9 and 9, brother. Me and you locking up.
Man, the world
want to
know. The world want to know now.
Hold on.
Let me get this knife on my back. Hold on. All right, there we go.
Okay. Make sure you wipe it off, because I don't want you dying before this motherfucking racing. Hold on.
We good. You still my man, but, you know,
listen, man. Without a doubt and a contradiction, you still my man forever, bro. And we can tell the world at that. But this is about business,
right.
I'm joining.
Oh yeah, after the race, I'm taking you out to eat, bro.
No, you don't got to take me out to eat, brother.
I'm taking you out to eat.
Listen, man, you can buy me something to eat at that motherfucking concession stand that's $10 for a hot dog, brother. It wouldn't matter to me.
Man, you got to eat
long,
steak, man.
You're going to pay for it anyway. Shit, we might as well buy it for you, shit.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm going to pay for it anyway. Long as you buy me something, I'll be winning my money. But I'm just going to say this to you right here, man. I did.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Hello?
I'm here.
We got somebody got the TV on in the background. Could you mute that mic?
All right, man. I need a lock up date, a month or something. We need to make sure this go down.
Hey, Skip,
I think
CEO
fell off. Let,
Let me check the mics.
Young Money Randy on the phone.
Yeah,
what's up, man?
We already got our thing going on. You know I'm going down on your ass as soon as possible.
Man, I hope so. I'll be waiting for you. I don't think drag racing is your thing. I mean, you need to take up golf or something. It just ain't for you.
You said I need to do what now?
I said, I think you need to take up golf.
Golf?
You said drag racing.
You need to take up golf. It's not for you, brother.
Hey, I'm glad. Well, hey, the more people that doubt me every day just make me go harder, man. That's all.
Well,
you know,
man,
you got a long way to go, man.
These guys ain't playing out here.
Hey, okay, now.
Hey,
you got a long way to go. What was this,
Junior? What was the last four numbers for Doozy? Because I got a bunch of lines here, and I'm trying to get him back in.
Oh man, just start. Hold on. I just got another. Can you open this 96, mic?
9621
is dude.
9621.
I got a. It's a young one. Hey, June.
Yes, sir.
I got another Ride or Die member want to get on, and another Young Money. I guess it's gonna be a Ride or Die Young Money night, man.
Well, go on, give me these numbers, man. Let's get these.
313-8586. And
313-8586. Your mic is open.
And 313-9502, Young Money.
Your mic is open.
What's happening, everybody?
What's happening, everybody?
What's up,
is that
man? Your
name
on the phone?
State your name and state your business, sir.
This is
Young
Money.
Johnny. Taking over for 2014.
It's turning out
What's
to be
happening?
A ride or die
man.
And Young Money night. Do your thing.
Well, Johnny Williams is
on
the phone. Hey, Johnny Williams is locked in up at Fields.
Did
you? You talking about the Riddler?
Yeah.
I'm going to get all the way in him.
I'm going to put
Johnny Williams locked in for next year.
Wow.
I tried to get Joe to lock in. He up here talking, but he don't want to lock in. He's scared.
Man, Joe ain't scared. He just ain't there.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Hey, Junior.
I told him, look, Randy, I told Johnny and Joe, anything that say ride or die on it that they got the back tie with your car.
We're going to Mike Hill race. We switched it. We're going to debut that Mike Hill race.
Well, there you go. We're going to debut that Mike Hill race. Now.
Oh, man, that's an airless tonight.
Who, Randy Carr?
Yeah, both of them.
You heard it, boy.
Oh, you going to be Randy?
We don't give a fuck about a Mustang. We got G-bodies.
Until we get to the track and then
we
try and
work.
I got a man. Show a little respect, you know, the N-word, you know, calm down a little bit, fellas.
Hey, man, that's mainstream now.
I have another mic to open, Junior, and this man said, it's Kimo's buddy.
You said 5817?
Yes, sir. That's.
Three one three 5817. Your mic is open.
What's up, Junior Meatball, Skip, Doozy, everybody? How everybody doing? What's up, Young Money?
What's
up,
man?
Word. How everybody Thanksgiving was, man? I ate a whole lot of turkey. Is Kimo on the phone?
Yes, sir.
What you need?
I ate a whole lot of turkey, man, but we ain't talking about that right now, but how everybody doing, man?
Good.
It's another Sunday. We here. We doing good.
That's what's up, man. Hey, man, I'm just listening in here, everybody talking. Hey, Skip, what you got so much animosity with you for, man?
What'd you say, sir?
I said, what you got so much animosity with you for, man?
Who do?
You do, man.
Who got animosity with me?
No, I ain't seen nobody got animosity with you. I said, why you got so much animosity?
Man, I don't have no animosity. I just like to drag race, man. You want to race me, I'm down to race. That's it.
That's what's up.
I ain't got no beef. You know what I'm saying? Half of Aaron, yeah. Me and him used to fight all the time. And go hang out the next day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I ain't got no animosity, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's going on, though, man? Anybody talking anything serious this year, man?
Everybody talking serious.
Yeah, I want to run through Navigate.
We hope you talking serious this year.
Who is this talking? Is that Queen Mo talking?
Yeah. We hope Bartholomew was serious this year.
Hey, I don't know where you keep getting that name from. That must be your uncle name.
Bartholomew.
That got to be your uncle name, man.
Hey, Johnny Williams, are you locked in?
Hello.
Hey,
Kimo.
I can't get in.
Who can't get in? Where you at?
You in, you got a prankster talking over you, man. You in.
All I got to say is when Never Scared gonna lock in more than Aaron Kerr.
Damn, whoa.
What you say, Johnny?
I said all I wanna say is when Never Scared gonna lock in more than Aaron Kerr. And this
man, hey. Whenever we see something that's worth locking into, Johnny, only thing I want you to just be real, nigga, because you called me the other day and said, if my shit ain't break, I would have tore your ass up. So don't run this old slick shit on this.
Well, hey,
Don't run that, man. Stay 100. Don't let these niggas get you talking crazy, man.
Hey, DMX, I ain't talking to you. Hush your mouth for a minute, y'all. I want to know. Me and Aaron talked about me and Nappy going 1-1.
I want to lock that right there.
Don't sound like Johnny scared of nobody, baby. Hold on, that's the CEO, Kennedy.
Hey, the only person that beat my car was myself. That's when it let loose, but it won't be smoking next year.
Wait a minute, Johnny Williams, you ain't scared of Young Money, nothing in the camp.
Hell with Young Money. You look at our own ride or die shirts, it said never scared. We still ain't scared. I don't care if it's got a big block in it or not.
Hold on now. I don't know if you want to claim you never scared, because look, Tony is on the phone. He got to hit out.
No, he's like, hey, man. Hey, Joe's scared.
How can he be scared? Who haven't we raced in this game? Why would we be scared of you?
That's because Mason Moore.
I raced you.
Not no more.
You're done with that, bro. You're going to do about 300 off you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Hey, am I on the air, man?
Man, you been on the air, man.
Yeah, you on the line. I got a quick question for Never Scared Racing. Can I get a representative from Never Scared, please?
You got the fool on there. Whiplash, he a spokesman.
Who?
Where? Yeah, what's up, Joey?
Hey, I got a quick question. You know, I'm a little bit old, but my memory serves me very well. Today is December the 1st. My understanding has been for the last 2-3 shows that on December 1st, after the holidays, I don't know if it's the CEO, the president, the vice president, the owner and operator of Never Scared would say whether or not he was going to engage with Little Tony.
Junior,
I'm just asking the question.
Hey, Junior, right now, the CEO, the governor, whatever you want to call him, he's out with his wife on a vacation trip right now. He's not even on the line. So
Junior,
I no fucking excuse, man.
Oh, okay,
Junior,
I can accept it.
Hold on, Kimo.
I understand that. I can accept that. I congratulate him. I hope they're having a wonderful time. But business is business. And today is the first. And I do hold the man to his word. If I tell you December the 1st, this is what's up. It's December the 1st. This is what's up. I'm just asking.
Bottom line.
If not, I can move on to the next one. No problem with
it. I can't answer that right now because I don't know what that man got on his plate right now, man.
Okay.
Hold on.
I got Tony on the line. Hold on now. Yes. Yeah, Tone. What's happening?
You're right. You are dead wrong for asking DMX about Wayne's car. Cannot answer for that man's car. But DMX, can you answer for your car? Now get your ass down.
Hey, Lil Tony. Tell your punk ass earlier. I told you my money wasn't right. You want to make my money right? You pay for my gas, motherfucker. Not be there. Beat your motherfucking ass. Now lock that in.
Hold on. Let me ask you this, because this now this.
You ain't gonna ask me shit. I told you we talked earlier. Now
you doing a thing on this motherfucker. How much gas money you need to get there? Now get your ass. Now lock your ass in. I'm a
guy. How much gas money it takes to get there, nigga? You know how much it takes. You been down there.
How much you gonna bet when we get there?
You dropped the gas money off, goddammit, and I see it.
How much you going to bet when we get there, man?
$250. Hey, man, what I got to bet when I get there, man?
Something above $250.
Okay. You say something. That sound like a female talking.
Hey, Tone, can I say something? I don't want to step outside my boundary, but can you please put that shit out there the way you want to put it out there with Never Scared? Because, I mean, the opportunity was given. I understand. I'm a person with very good understanding. I understand the man on vacation doing the family thing. That's a beautiful thing. I love that. But
hey,
today is the beginning of the month.
Go down on their motherfucking ass across the board.
Hey, dude, it is not a person on this show who believes that them people trying to go, man. Nobody in that never scared can. Wayne had more moves than X-Flats last week when we was on the show. The man is not trying to go. DMX, I understand his situation. He's saying, you know, he got other things. His Christmas coming up. The man got children he got to be concerned about. I understand his situation. So, you know, I'll catch him at a later date. But that fake-ass governor, man, anywhere I see that man, it's on and popping.
Who that? Who did you say? Who did you say?
I said that fake-ass governor.
Oh.
Jay's son. If I see Jay Bond's son anywhere down on his ass, I'm going, man.
Hold on now. He got two sons now. In fact, he got three sons, so you need to pick which one it is.
All of them. If you show up with grudge ink or never scared on your car, lock your ass in, period.
Okay.
I
got another question for you, Tony, with regards to the Bumblebee. And anyone on this phone, are you looking to engage? Anyone on this phone?
Say that. Well, I told DMX we'd go, but DMX says,
you know, I understand that, but I'm trying to open it. You know the way I get down. If you let me say it the way I want to say it, any motherfucker on this phone got action with that Bumblebee? Does anyone choose to step up, yes or no? It's very simple.
I do. The realer wants to step up.
He called me out at the Autorama. I want to step up.
Who?
God damn. Remember you walked by my car at the Autorama and going to do the little thump thing? I want to get out and I want to dance.
Hold on. Who is this now?
Johnny Williams. Johnny motherfucking Williams.
Hey, Johnny, you got action every day of the week and twice on Sunday. Man, get your motherfucker.
You said that at the Autorama, and you ain't stepped up yet.
Can we lock that in for Baldy's race?
We sure can.
Hello? There you go, Stone. I'm going to step out. It's smoke time.
Hey, man. Hey, keep on the phone, man.
Football,
man. Right here, bro.
Hey, Skip.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me let Tony and Johnny Williams lock this in. Then y'all can go at it, Skip. Tony.
Okay.
Johnny, come on with it.
Yes, sir. We can lock
come
it
on
in.
With it.
For Baldy's race. What is that, the 14th and 15th? You want to do a Saturday, you want to do a Sunday. Head up, Pro Street, track you. You're locking in $1,000 on $2,500 the better.
Wow, why are you going to be like that? I'm a poor racer.
Well, how much you want to run for, man?
We can go $100 on $1,000 the better.
Get your ass down. I ain't going to let you off the hook. Nigga, I run you for a hot dog and a Coke. Come on, get your ass down.
Oh, shit, it's
only popping
there. Can I get some fries
for
that, too?
Hey, so we locking in 100 on a
1,000. That's how it's supposed to be.
Hey, what day we going to do it? We going to do a Saturday or we going to do a Sunday?
What do you want to do? What day you prefer? I'll make it easy on you.
Johnny, we're going to do a Saturday. I got a race locked in for Sunday. We could do it Saturday.
Hey, but, when Bobby race?
Huh? Wait a minute. Tony, I don't even know if the man know where Bobby's race at.
Yeah, right. where the fuck Bobby race at? Right.
Hey, Junior, I know you don't mute Mike. Man, mute his motherfucking mic, man.
Hey, man. My job ain't to mute mics. My job is to get people to engage. Listen, Baldy's race is in Florida in 2 weeks. Will you be attending?
Oh, hell no. I can't do that.
Well, you just lost $100 because you locked in the race that you can't make it to. You just lost $100, partner.
Yeah. Hey, you just lost a motherfucking hot dog.
You gotta be there, but don't let me catch you at Miley.
Okay, well, you could relock that after you pay that first $100. We cool.
You can lock any race in at Miley or 131.
Man, we clearly said at Baldy's race, man.
Okay, all right, you right. You
got
me on that.
I
want to
see
you. Hey, Tom, Christmas right around the corner. You can send me 50 of that 100, all right? Good looking out, partner.
hey, man, at least you win a hot dog and a Coke, motherfucker.
Right. Can I get the pizza side of it? Shit.
Now, who's looking for... Hey, Junior. Anybody else
waiting?
Yeah, Junior.
We got a lot of hands. We got a lot of hands up, but I'm outside right now, sir. I'll be right back in.
Okay. Hey, meatball. Hey, listen, man. Real quick, man. Before you get these people in. Hey, Skip. Skip, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, listen, man. Me and you, we can go ahead and tie up, man. This ain't even though I'm your money, baby. This personal. You understand what I'm saying? So me and you can lock up for $1,000. Best man win, baby.
Who is this? Doozy?
Dude, come on, man. You know who it is. Come on.
Who is this?
Doozy, man.
Oh yeah. Okay, bet. I mean, we can lock up for May.
Bet. Me and you lock up for May. You giving me the back tie.
No. It's okay. Going to be here.
Okay.
Motor.
Okay.
Or spray to spray.
Okay.
Gotta be
motor. Good.
Motor or spray. How you want it? Motor or spray?
I'm spraying, baby. Me and you.
All right.
Lock
you
up.
Spray. Head
me
up.
Me and you lock up. Head up. No, ain't no fucking A. We going all the way to the big end, baby.
All right. Well, we're going to court. It don't matter.
Okay. Me and you lock up. Okay, me and you lock up $500 on $1,000, all the way to the big end. Pro Tree.
Track rules, man. Pro Tree track rules.
Spray.
Yep.
May
no ET.
Okay, and if I win, I want a motherfucker. I'd always ask bucks on that bitch.
Shit, you win. You don't have the money to go buy it.
I'm going to rip your motherfucking ass, baby. You don't understand personal shit is, man. I'm going against a legend, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going against Skip. All the motherfuckers about whoop, Mike. Hey, and let this be a lesson, man. Hey, look, I'm calling Eric Miller out. I got like $2,500 from that sucker. I'm calling Mike out. I hate to say this, but he tore his car up and all that. But soon he gets better, I want some more of his ass. I got like $4,200 for him. The Pontiac boys, I got White Mike, man. I got about like $4,200 for one White Mike. Let's see, the Pontiac boys. Yeah, I got $3,200 for them. Who else? I'm still spending them niggas money, man. I'm still spending them niggas money. But excuse me, you doing the Mustang to Mustang, baby.
Oh, that's fine. We got a couple
fine,
of Mustangs. I mean, don't stop there. We got a couple other cars. I mean, you going to get Johnny
shot? No. I want that Batman. I want that motherfucking wing, baby.
Man, you got me first. We locked in already, so you got me already. I'm saying we got more cars, though.
Okay,
so what
are
you going to do with the other car?
Once I get finished with you, if you whoop me, shit, then, you know. But if I beat you, then we can talk some more.
Yes,
hey,
sir. That's what I like to hear.
Hey, we locked in. Meatball.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just got a text. The mailman say they trying to go.
The who?
Tell them it's the holidays. Mail don't get delivered.
And
hey, man, let me put that disclaimer out, man. That ain't me crying. That ain't me crying, man.
I'm going to put that disclaimer, man. You're a dirty, rotten scoundrel. Hey, Tone, Meatball, I got to put your hands up.
Hey, Joe, you got to let them through this. You got to let them in. They caught the show to express themselves.
Yes, sir. Let's start at the top now. 313-5815. Your mic is open. 313-5815.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we go to the next caller here. We're going
to the next one.
We're going to keep
586, rolling. 586-1577. Your mic is open.
Young Money.
State your name.
Hey,
Young Money,
sir. It's Cutter Jr.
Cut, what's up, baby?
Man, what's up?
You got the nice chopper, Cut? Hey, Cut, you got that nice chopper, baby?
Man, listen, man.
Ride or die, cover.
What up, Joe?
Lock in with your car there.
I'll lock you in with a car from Young Money. Now lock
no,
in.
No.
Hey, listen, we don't care what ride or die show up to the track and we will lock
so
you
after,
in.
After I whoop in, then what all y'all have? Nothing.
Just lock in, and we'll show you.
It's locked in. Me and Ed locked in. But I want to go through the whole camp. I like a horse.
All right, we got to lock you in with.
Wait, man.
Hey, Johnny Wills.
Man, what's up, Flip, baby?
Johnny Wills, please excuse him. He knows better, man. He drives a Chrysler. I told you when that motherfucking Chrysler come out, it ain't gonna be no pushover, motherfucker.
He drives a Chrysler with a Chevy motor. He don't know better. You see it all the time, motherfucker. He got the wrong motor, too. I ain't seen Cutter behind the wheel of nothing. I ain't seen you behind the wheel of shit either. Hey, Skip. Yeah, you motherfucker.
Hey, Skip.
I gotta be in more races than you done watched. This, what are you talking about?
Hey, that's a car?
Hey, Skip.
The car you call?
Hey, Skip.
What up, man? What up?
Listen, man, this is what I'm gonna do, man. I'm gonna beat your ass off the tree. If you beat me at the tree, then I'm gonna give you 500. But if I beat your ass at the yeah, come on, man. I'm speaking on me, nigga. Look, excuse me for the N-word. I'm going to beat your ass off the line. I'm going to beat your ass at the eighth, and I'm going to beat your ass at the quarter, and
man,
then I'm going to take you to the 10-box.
Lock in, I treat you. I got to put another 500,
I
treat you.
I promise to God, I just bought this new video game. It's teaching me everything I need to know right now, bro.
and the finger is different than the foot, bro.
Shit. I wish I could take this shit on the street, but I can't, baby.
Cut the lights off.
312-0684.
Let's open up a couple more
mics. Couple more
mics.
I'm doing a motherfucking rush order, man. These brothers ain't doing. I'm doing a personal rush order, man.
313-0975. Your mic is open. 313-0975.
Come on, man. I know you ain't wait for no hour, and then you ain't talking. Next caller, shit. Next caller. That part of the ride, I ain't got to talk about shit. 313-8435.
Your mic is open. 313-8435.
State your name and state your business, young sir.
Young Money.
Right there,
right
there.
Y'all look like y'all
had
a good
summer,
baby.
Hey,
shit.
Young Money only got one car out there, right?
Hey, Randy. Hey, Randy, man. Hey, look, man, real quick. Just for the record, man, I want to say this to Randy, man. Hey, Randy, thanks for having me come to Young Money, man. I really appreciate it. I didn't have to sign no application. I'm good. Thanks for letting me in, man. Y'all accepting me like a brother. I won't let y'all ass down. Skip ass is covered, baby. You hear me? Rough short is in effect.
Hey, Skip.
What, man, what?
Skip. He can lock me in for a thousand. First, Who's this?
Snacking, nigga. Man, come on, man. Y'all say this shit. Hey, you say this shit every year, and I got to beg you to race. What are you talking about?
We can lock it in.
Lock it in. Man, I got to do what you do first. You stand in line now. You stand in line.
Hey, you stand in line, motherfucker.
I got to do this. I ain't going to lock in three races. I'm going to lock in one.
Yeah,
one
let me get it,
I'm
going to make it more as motherfucking is.
I had to beg you to race, man. What are you talking about?
Let him breathe a little bit. Now, Skip gonna be sweet, man.
Regulators
will take that race with black stain cars.
Hold on, man. Hold on. How was it? How I'm gonna be scared of a motherfucker I put buses on? What the hell are you talking about? I had to beg you to race that night and the next time.
Lock it in. You had to lock it in. I'm gonna tear that man's ass up. Lock it in, dog. You had to do lock it in.
Lock it in when we get to the track.
You
gotta race.
Lock it in.
Quit getting cocky on the phone, man. When we get to the track, you're going to curl up in a fucking ball.
How much you want to
like you did the last time.
How much you want
you
to
ran in the bushes. You ran in the bushes. You ran in the bushes.
Man,
you ran in the bushes,
hey,
man. What up?
Hey, Skip.
They're talking about everybody racing.
Hey, Skip.
You say what?
Hey, Skip.
What up?
Skip. You sweet. Man. We on your ass this year, boy.
Man, that's good. I ran two of the fastest motherfuckers in your camp. I'm going to be scared of that slow bitch he got. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you ain't run me. Skip. You ain't run me, though, boy. You ain't run me.
That's because you ain't out.
Don't worry about that, motherfucker. You ain't run me.
Hey, when I offered to ran you, you ran in the bushes and then wanted to join the team. So, I mean, that's 2 years ago.
Yeah,
now you don't get the time.
Yeah,
you want to come at it.
Yeah. When I was winning, you weren't even thought of. Then you put the car together. Then you came out. Okay, let's be real about the whole situation.
I wasn't thought of when I started racing.
Skip, the hood won't allow me to turn my back against no man. I ain't gonna say nigga. I'm gonna say no man. So with that being said, you got action, man. Ain't nothing else to fucking talk about. This shit is personal, bro.
Yeah, after 2 years. It took you 2 years to catch up. Of course I'm gonna have action.
Skip, all I had to do was fight a bit. You know what? Hey, you know what?
So what happened?
Skip, they say don't say.
What happened then? You were scared, right? Not to take you two years to step to me?
Skip, you had a better car than me on motor.
You had a big block.
Skip, if I would have sprayed,
you
know what? You
looked at a videotape and was scared of me fucking going 30 miles an hour.
Hey. 2014, you're going to be sucking gray through a motherfucking coffee straw. You hear me, boy?
I'm
going
to
tell your ass
up.
Whoop your ass too, boy.
Hey, answer that, though. Who haven't I raced in this game locally?
You ain't raced me. I don't give a shit about nothing. You ain't
raced
me, boy.
Because you ain't did who
was raced. I don't even race. I let y'all do the race. I win. I don't race. I don't know shit about Brad racing. I win, man. It's people money on the line, man. You know what I'm saying?
To win. You got to drag
race.
I don't drag race.
I let y'all drag race. I don't drag race. I win, man.
I don't know shit about drag racing, bro. Hey, I'm gonna hold y'all to this, and when I see you at the track, I'm on y'all asses. Period.
Man,
you Nappy, you know what I'm saying? Randy,
His name is not Randy. It's Candy.
Yeah, it's Candy. It's something. You know, I'm talking about this.
Damn,
acknowledge me by CEO when you speaking on me, boy.
Man, how you gonna be a CDO? You can't drive and you can't even work on your shit. How you gonna be a CDO?
I'm gonna show your class, man. I got kids your age that can drive better than you.
I'm gonna show your ass back to the gym, go do karate or something. You done racing when I'm done with your ass.
We want every Batman band you got. Rick band. We want all of them.
They don't come off, man.
What's wrong with Momo?
They don't come off.
Hey,
where's that dude with the Chrysler?
Who is that?
Ride
or die. Hold on. Now, Nappy, is Nappy still on the phone?
Your money is Nappy. You talking to Nappy now. Now what's up? What's going on?
Okay. Nappy ran back in the bushes.
Hold on. They just issued a challenge out with Black Same Mustang just Nappy her.
Yeah, we're going to do all that when the time comes. We ain't running from no small blocks. No small blocks.
You motherfuckers was running for me last year. That's a damn shit with my little street car.
Yeah, the car wasn't right.
Man, what? Y'all call me out. It ain't going to be right next year. It ain't going to never be right.
Bob, you must have heard from your cousin, man. You must have said something. He must have said something. Did your cousin Black Saint say go get that locked in?
Man, that man is ready to go.
Man, that'd be grand, man.
Regulators to the front, motherfucker. Man, fuck regulators.
Man,
they say Nappy better not move at the track.